Good evening and welcome to The Big Fight, a show that is young at 22, the oldest running debate show on Indian News Television. I'm Sanket Upadhyay. The virus is still out there, strong and invisible. But there is something even more deadly than the virus and its variants. And you know what that's called? Misinformation. Somehow, internationally, a message seems to have gone out to the people and it has spread really far. It has gone viral. That this variant is mild and it does not harm as much as the previous variants did. What is being cited are low deaths and low hospitalizations when you compare this to the second wave. This is the worst thing that anyone can do, while stating some incomplete facts. The truth is as follows. No qualified doctor will ever conclude that the virus and its variant is mild. People who are falling ill are complaining of severe symptoms, acute body ache. And then we are still completely unaware of the symptoms and impact of this variant in long COVID. What it will do to our body. So on The Big Fight tonight, the big fight will be against misinformation, against the virus and its variants, and against this dangerous theory that somehow this variant is mild. The mild misnomer challenged on the show tonight. Let's quickly introduce our guest this evening. Dr. J. Radhakrishnan, Health Secretary of Tamil Nadu, is with us. Dr. Abhijit Chaudhary, member of the West Bengal COVID Task Force. Dr. Sunila Garg, member of the Lancet Commission COVID India Task Force. In just a short moment, we'll be joined in by two other eminent doctors. But first, Dr. Radhakrishnan, I want to begin with you. Are you battling the same issue? The fact that somehow this message has gone out that this variant is mild.
See, first I would like to clarify that, you know, at the government level, whether it's a union government level or at the state government level, we would all like to talk in unison that, you know, this is a stage where we cannot declare it as mild. You know, generally people, the message of complacency should not go. That was a message given even in yesterday's meeting chaired by the Honorable Prime Minister with the chief ministers. And at the grassroots level also, even today, I have addressed all the collectors where we have said that, you know, specifically I mentioned this. However, we should not underestimate the initial reports of mild form of infection and be found wanting in preparedness. So this is a message which at the state government level also we have conveyed to people. Our concern is that, you know, this message is leading to, despite being aware, people are not following the preventive public health measures. That is the concern. Second concern is that, you know, as the numbers grow exponentially, even though the hospital, it's a fact that the hospitalization is only around 7 to 8% in Tamil Nadu compared to 23-25% in the previous Delta variant. But as the numbers go, we had a peak of 36,000 last time, but now we are already around 23,000. And if we cross the peak, the 10% of that would probably be equal to the one which we had during Delta virus or much more. So this is the concern, you know, the health system. And the last point is, even during Delta, we had a problem of providing all over the world the services for other regular non-communicable disease care and the comorbid and the elderly people. Those who are dying are either unvaccinated or comorbid and elderly. So these are issues where we just cannot put it aside. And we are working together and, you know, spreading that working. Of course, media is also, like you in this big fight, have specifically mentioned this attitudinal problem where people are dismissing it as mild.
Exactly. Dr. Shashank Joshi is a member of the COVID-19 task force in Maharashtra, is now also with us. But Dr. Abhijit Chaudhary, let me come to you and ask all of you the same question one by one. Do you agree and admit that somehow there is this infodemic that this variant is mild and this is the worst thing that can be done as of this moment? No, we are not spreading panic or being alarmist. But the point is we can't tend to relax either.
You know, I keep on thinking. I start with a small story. There was an animal which was born through breeding a lioness with a tiger in Calcutta Zoo, years back, decades ago, that was named as Tiger. And then a Litigon was born. And then I remember it used to be told that the Tigon can lick only, cannot bite. And you know what happened is the person, the zookeeper, was one day had the same impression and got, you know, tremendously injured and at the admitted to hospital. I think we need all to remember, and we need to send this message to the people, that it's Panthera tigris. And whatever be the color or the order of the animal is, it's Panthera tigris. And we are somehow under a fictitious and treacherous understanding that this is going to be mine. Somehow we are, obviously infodemic is, had been killing us ever since COVID came. And when Omicron came, it's improper to label it as Omicron. We need to label it as COVID only and no other terminology. We need to tell every popular corner that it's COVID. What has happened is we often tend to oversimplify micro information that comes from the laboratory to macro picture when it comes to life. So it may be so that some laboratory scientist has found that Omicron only can rest in the upper respiratory tract. While that is true, we are not denying science. But when it comes to life, we need to see why in the countries so many people are dying. Why in those countries which are being flooded with Omicron, so many people are dying. So death cannot happen by smelling only. And another important point that we need to remember, that there is a Trojan horse. While 80% is Omicron, the war heroes, unfortunate, you know, painful elements in the is the fact that 20% is still Delta. We don't have a way to discern which is a Delta infection. And most of the people possibly who are becoming hypoxemic, who are ending up in ICUs, are possibly Delta infected. And you don't have ways to mean, and we are sending this message that it's all Omicron and Omicron is mild. So we really need to get out of the complacency as fast as possible. True. And send this message that we are fighting COVID and COVID only.
Dr. Garg, you know, internationally, we just played out what doctors the world over are saying about this new variant, how a conscious effort is being made to tell people that don't think of this as common cold. While there is a tendency to, you know, bring in a sense of positivity and a sense of hope among people, but aren't we stretching hope a bit too far over here by taking this new variant really, really lightly?
Sanket, good evening. And from a public health perspective, I think it's a very, very important question. Let me tell you, because public will perceive what we are telling them and the way we are telling them. First of all, from day one, Dr. Shashank is there, and we will all together, we have been percolating this message that this is a highly transmissible and infectious strain. And this is why we are getting exponential rise in number of cases. And we cannot forget that India is no longer a very, very young country. We are in a transition phase where our life expectancy has increased, and we have got more than 60% of, we have got more than 10% of the population, which is above 60 years of age. That means we have got more number of comorbidities also. So wherever the people are comorbids, the infections tend to be more severe in nature. That is one thing. But having said so, if we look at the last 3 days figure, I'll say that, you know, on 12th of January, we had 1,76,000 cases. And then after that, we had 27% rise in cases. And yesterday, we had got 7% rise in cases. But then having said so, we do know that, you know, we have to go statistically by the figures, and we have to see that, you know, we have got approximately about 300 plus deaths today. And then also we got, you know, if you remember, the pandemic started, you know, exponentially increasing from 29th of December, where we had 13,000 plus cases. Okay. And at that point of time, also, we had around 300 deaths. So probably at that point of time, we were in a transition phase between Delta variant to Omicron variant. But nonetheless, the message which is to be carried on is that do not take it seriously. Always the message has been never lower your guard down. take 2 doses of vaccine, cooperate with the administration with regard to testing, treating, tracking. And another thing is that even people who are in home isolation are being closely monitored. That is one of the important messages which has been going on. So you see, at no point of time people are being left unattended. There is always a, you know, kind of a message which goes from the administration, which goes from the state health authorities. Every day the states are bringing out the bulletins with regard to the number of cases, number of beds and all that. But definitely we have to be very clear from the public health perspective that when we say it is mild, so how it is perceived as from the people. Infection, you know, is highly, the variant is highly transmissible and it is infectious. And that's how we say that even if you have slightest symptoms, please report to the healthcare authorities.
Absolutely. Dr. Joshi, I want to come to you now. See, this entire mild theory, and we have Ms. Preeti Sudhan, former Health Secretary of the Government of India, also with us. Thank you very much, ma'am, for joining us. Dr. Joshi, somehow this message has gone out that low hospitalizations and low deaths in comparison to the second wave means mild. Now, do you think that this assessment is incorrect? That you cannot conclude that something is mild simply because there is relatively low deaths?
Package, there are two global camps. One is the inevitability camp and other one is the avoidance camp. The inevitability camp thinks that the clinical severity is mild, the lung to lung cell virulence is mild, there is some amount of T cells holding up with vaccine or past infections. There are a lot of precautionary doses there. We don't need to worry about long COVID. Pills are around and hybrid immunity is there. But real concern, what you are correctly highlighting, is there is also an avoidance camp. It is less severe. That doesn't mean it is mild. Hamsters, mice, culture dishes, which all show that this is an upper airway disease and not a lung disease, is correct, but is not equal to people. And therefore, there is still some delta around, which cannot be missed, as one of the persons said here. Many people, as rightly pointed out by Dr. Garg, are elderly, immunocompromised, and won't have this assured layer of defense. It is good to have extra doses, but a lot of breakthrough infections, even with past COVID, is seen. So it is very, very important that we can't afford complacency. We should be careful. But the silver lining is very clear that overall, we are seeing Mumbai now at its peak, a flattening or a plateau. Now the numbers have stabilized and the test positivity rate, which was around 30%, is around 22-23%. And clearly, there is a case-demic and infodemic. But clearly, we know that this so-called variant of COVID is definitely much lesser in its potential, but in the vulnerable or comorbid groups, clearly needs attention. Our current focus should be on zero COVID deaths and less severe disease. And therefore, we should not miss out anybody. Our healthcare system should be fully prepared, and we should not forget our standard public health practices. That is the way to go.
All right, Preeti Sudhan, I want to come to you, ma'am. You see, first of all, what do you think of this entire mild theory which has been spoken about across the world? And somehow, you know, these news stories travel really fast to a point where now this has reached each and every household, where you try to tell people that, you know, wear a mask, be serious, and they'll say, well, we've learnt it is mild. You know, somehow this mild theory has traveled really fast across the globe. Secondly, does this mild infodemic also reflect in the government's response? Or is there a fear that it will reflect in the government's response also? You see, because the entire establishment is also suffering from pandemic fatigue. For 2 long years, this constant war. So the word mild is music to the ears of the authorities also.
So I would like to answer your question by asking a few questions.
Oh God, okay.
How is it mild? Is it mild to the person who's infected? Is it mild for the community that is around you? No, it's highly transmissible. Is it mild that our children are not getting affected? Our elderly are not getting affected? Is it mild because you see the economy is not getting affected? We were actually growing at a good pace, but suddenly this wave has actually put a halt to so many enterprises. There are local lockdowns. The positivity rate in Delhi itself is about 29%. So I just want to ask, how is it mild? In my view, it's not mild. Clinically also, because you just don't know. We've suffered from long COVID. We don't know what are going to be the consequences. Our children are also getting infected. So therefore, in every sense, I would say that it is not mild, number one. Number two, yes, hats off to our medical fraternity, our nurses, our doctors, our frontline workers. You know, this is 2 years. We are in January again. And I remember we started this fight, you know, on 16th January, we had, you know, the first meeting was held by the PM. And then, you know, we had the screening started for international travelers on the 17th of January. So I don't think the government is very alert. The meeting with the states that Honorable PM had yesterday, and which Radhakrishnan, my former colleague, mentioned also, we have to be very, very careful, very, very cautious. We don't need to panic, but yes, we can't let our guard down.
Dr. Radhakrishnan, let me come back to you. See, while one, we've all, I think, are pretty convinced, and let's hope we are able to convince our viewers also that this is not mild. Stop treating it lightly also. Take this as a very serious variant of a serious virus in a very, very serious pandemic. But Dr. Radhakrishnan, in terms of the government's response to make sure that the response does not become mild, what actions is the Tamil Nadu government taking, and what do you propose that needs to be done to quickly change this misnomer?
See, one, we are actually, why we are saying is that, you know, at the administrative level, or for that matter, the medical preparedness level and local body, we are not taking chances, is that the Delta variant was a very big lesson where, you know, suddenly the oxygen shortage hit. So this time, all these things have been activated. You know, November 26 was the first time and it was told, but by November 25th itself, we had a communication. 20 different meetings at the Government of India level were held, and at the highest level, you know, the Chief Minister, and they have been reviewing. Now we have activated all the war rooms, state war room and the district level war rooms, which monitors what is the level of, and we have to go granular. Like we say that, you know, not just looking at the overall number that 7% occupancy is there in Tamil Nadu, but when you look at the private sector occupancy, slightly higher. So that kind of preparedness, alerting people that, you know, the really sick people should be taken in. Second is, we are also giving what Dr. Abhijit Ji was mentioning, that we have still at least 15% Delta cases getting reported. Then more importantly, the administration is very aware of the fact that in the month of May and June, the other cases, non-communicable diseases, they suffered, and a lot of mortality was also concomitant to other diseases not getting due attention. Any preventable death or curable disease has to be affected. So we are looking at it in on a daily basis, morning, evening, reviewing and sending this message. At the public level, the message is being conveyed that if we misbehave, public, we misbehave, the virus misbehave, just generally, and telling them that you brought down the first and second wave. Apart from, you know, stressing about public health measures and all, alerting people that now, again, in the festival, you are being casual, you are taking it lightly, suddenly you are landing up in trouble. This messaging where, you know, just being aware.
But you see, Dr. Radhakrishnan, people will also go by when they will see in the news reports, and that is also a fact, that deaths are low, less number of people in comparison to the second wave are reaching the hospitals as of this moment. There will be a false sense of calm. They will feel, oh, it's not as serious as the second wave. And thus they will venture out, they'll celebrate, they'll do all sorts of things. It's human nature. How do you stop this?
See, this again, you know, you have two sets of people who are, one is a set of converted people, which also includes, you know, important citizenry and also the media. Another set of people is who are just, you know, nothing will happen. But here, what is the message which we are giving is that the wave is rising vertically, both the first wave and the second wave. It was very gradual. This graph of, you know, vertical rise is being told to them. And every day, you know, roughly in Chennai, 1,000 to 2,500 cases are being done. Case positivity, test positivity, that is being told to them that, you know, if at least in 22 districts is above 5% and few districts above 20%. So the constant alert messages are being given. And of course, a number of, activities linked to the positivity, reducing the attendance and increasing fine. We have increased from 200. We had very low fines for not masking. That has been increased. But more importantly, the temporary staff and the COVID funds, that has also been activated. So that message telling collectors, okay, you know, honestly, we have openly told the collectors this point today, that people are tending to dismiss a smile. You don't dismiss, and we have listed a list of almost 12 points which they need to follow up. I'm sure that, you know, the messages like yours also will be reverberating. A lot of local channels have also started telling that today our death for the last 3 days is 25-26. So we have started death audit very intensively and telling that, you know, it's not 5 to 10, 25 to 26 people, maybe for some other reason they have come. So that is also being told. And this time we have given, my first message is we all need to determine that the mortality is kept low. Let us not look at the numbers, but we also have to look at the mortality figures. So that is being told. So I'm sure this message will slowly but surely go. But definitely I agree that, you know, Government of India has also said, don't let complacency come in between.
True.
So
true.
That but message, you know,
Dr. Chaudhary, for instance, you've got celebrations of certain festivals being allowed in some states. Some have banned it, some have not. And why they've taken this decision? Because the administration feels that, fine, let people celebrate, let people gather, because in any case, deaths are low. Isn't that the problem?
Yeah, Shanket, given the fact that I'm from West Bengal, I knew that this question is going to come to me. And we had been debating this and all circles over the last 1 week or so. And I think, the judges have given the politicians a big shot in the arms by telling, okay, go ahead with the Ganga Sagar Mela. I think we need to realize that whatever has happened in India under COVID over the last 2 years had been determined by political priorities and then administrative feasibility, and least was the scientific priorities, unfortunately. So out here, we are, our way of thinking things, and we need to understand this and accept this and then need to act. And the politicians' tunes and waves that they calculate will be different. But despite that, in West Bengal, at least I can tell you that there are, within the same political parties, there are divergent views. Even within the ruling party, there were views. Number two person in the political thing came out with a view that we should stop everything. So it's not clear cut. Although the court told that things should go ahead, there is no clear cut opinion telling that, okay, this is time to enjoy. So there is significant amount of skepticism in same circles, I should say, in people who talk of evidence, who talk of ground situation, who are really concerned. Unfortunately, Shanket, in this country, we tend to forget death so fast that I don't really understand. People don't want to open the chapter of second wave when we lost so many fellow citizens in the country. And we are still doing that every day. And I would suggest that, you know, right now media takes up these stories with even more vigor, telling their agony, their pain, and loss of a single individual, instead of showing the pomp, grandeur of festivals and the way people, otherwise, you know, we are going to lose the battle and we are going to land up in troubles, even more troubles.
Okay, okay. Before I move any further, and this will be a question for Ms. Preeti Sudhan, and these are questions coming from our viewers. Mr. Sudhanshu on the Koo app has asked this question. He says, is the government of India taking this wave seriously? If yes, then why are political leaders not following rules and regulations? A very, very pertinent question. Palash then says, Omicron may be less severe in young and old, but it's not mild. Ms. Preeti Sudhan, how would you respond to this question? See, I know this question is for the politicians, and we are going to ask that right after this discussion. But do you feel that governments can rightfully expect citizens to behave in a particular way when they, as public representatives, do the same?
Yes, I agree with that. But I'd also like to say that, you know, the seriousness with which Government of India is dealing with it, and I know I still have contact with the ministry, people are working 24/7, or hospitals are working 24/7, you know, so therefore it's not as if despite these 2 years of hard work, people are still trying to contain and trying to tackle COVID, which seems to be never ending. And the very fact that, you know, at the highest level, Prime Minister has been holding meetings with the chief ministers, numerous meetings with the health fraternity, ICMR, Niti Aayog, Dr. Paul, everybody, the health secretary, they are all sort of trying to give a message that please don't panic, but don't let your guard down. If it was not so, then you see the kind of guidelines that have been revised, that have been issued. Now, actually from personal experience, let me tell you that
sure.
I arrived after visiting my grandkids after 2 years, just last week. And the moment I landed, my boarding card was stamped that I have to be, you know, in containment. I have to be in isolation. And that's what I'm doing. I'm, of course, talking to you, but this isolation ends tomorrow. So, and then I have to get tested, and then I have to upload my result also on eSuvidha. So lots is being done, and I think all of us as citizens have that responsibility. We need to actually take charge, because it's our health. It's our family's health. True. It's our nation's health.
True.
Thank you.
True. And it's equally important to end this mild misnomer, which all of you ladies and gentlemen really, really tried hard ending. Thank you very much. Thank you so much, Dr. Radhakrishnan, Preeti Sudhan, Dr. Chaudhary, Dr. Garg, as well as Dr. Joshi for joining us. We're stopping for a short break on The Big Fight, but we are not going to let our politicians go scot-free, because many of them are violating these rules that they set for the others. We'll hold them accountable after a short break. Hello and welcome to the second part of The Big Fight. So, you heard the doctors. Let's now listen in to those who think that the virus is not going to affect them at all. And we're talking about the politicians. Even now, if you look at the response, it seems that a theory is being propagated that Omicron is a mild variant. There is a mild misnomer. And because they have convinced themselves, the politicians, you've got rallies going on. For instance, on Friday, the Samajwadi Party held a virtual rally, which was attended by thousands of people. So what is the purpose of it being virtual? The BJP says that this is actually a virus rally. But then the BJP itself is carrying out door-to-door campaigning, where there is obviously no protocol, COVID appropriate protocol that has been put in place. And if we talk about the Congress, well, who can forget that this week, the Padyatra in Karnataka had to be called off under great duress, under great pressure. And that Padyatra was still on for a very long time. So why is it that even now, in the middle of a third wave, our politicians think that they are above this wave, above law and also above this wave? Let me introduce our guest this evening, Gaurav Vallabh, spokesperson of the Congress Party, Shant Prakash Jatav of the Bharatiya Janata Party, Alok Watts also of the BJP. Thank you very much for joining us. Saket Gokhale of the Trinamool Congress. And in just a short moment, we'll have Ghanshyam Tiwari of the Samajwadi Party also joining us. Let me first begin with you, Professor Gaurav Vallabh. It is the Congress Party which, and the top leadership of the Congress Party, that kept saying that, you know, we have to take this wave seriously. Rahul Gandhi, you know, and his clips from April 2020 saying that I told you so. And yet, the very same Congress Party holds a week-long endless Padyatra in Karnataka. Only after the intervention of your leadership that it was decided that, okay, let's call it off. But it just went on.
Sanket, I'm just asking, which is the first party who had suspended the rallies before the election commission came into the picture. It was the Congress party. We suspended all our big rallies in Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand, and other election going states before the election commission came out with the guideline. See, and you are quoting the example of Karnataka, Sanket. Just have a look. In your pictures also, you can see that first thing, Karnataka is not a election going state. And all the top leaders who are going for Padyatra are having the mask and all COVID appropriate.
No, but then, Professor Vallabh, very politely, I want to tell you, in a political rally and a Padyatra, whether you wear a mask or not, it is incredibly difficult. It is incredibly difficult to maintain social distance. A mask alone is not what is required. You need to maintain social distancing also. It is not possible. And I have seen pictures of DK Shivkumar without a mask. So the point is, a rally. Look at this picture, for instance. There are no masks. So my point very simply is this. How can there be a different set of rules for Uttar Pradesh and a different rules for Karnataka? It's not like a virus is only going to attack you in UP. And Karnataka is some virus-free zone.
Sanket, I am not trying to defy or trying to say that Karnataka doesn't have virus and Uttar Pradesh. I am not trying to say that. And I equally respect your view and the view of the health experts that it is a deadly virus. We should not take this in a light manner. But Sanket, I am just asking a bigger question. That Pradhan Mantri rally is giving antibodies and other parties' leaders' rally is giving virus. Why you are having double standards? Is Prime Minister rally giving antibodies to the people of our country? Prime Minister was going for a rally in Punjab where there was no crowd. He has to return back. Before that, he did a massive rally in Uttar Pradesh. So was he giving antibodies? And for your information and for the information of the viewers, Sanket, till date, only 48% of the population have got the two vaccination doses. Only 48%. We are not.
Let me ask that question of Shyam Prakash Jatav as well as Alok Watts. Mr. Jatav, you go first. See, the point is that there has to be a political response beyond calling this mild. I have seen that various politicians, including that of the BJP, have gone on record to say that this variant is mild. Do you feel that this is the greatest disservice for all those who have been affected by this variant of the virus? They have told very specifically that nothing of what they saw or felt was mild. So do you think that this is an extremely dangerous misnomer being spread, particularly by the politicians?
Mahamari ko कोई नाम देना और अपनी इच्छा से ऐसा ठीक नहीं है. ये महामारी है और इसमें आरोप प्रत्यारोप नहीं. हम सब लोगों को जिम्मेवारी के साथ में सावधानी रखनी है. हमने पिछले दो वर्षों में इस महामारी के बहुत बुरे अंजाम देखे हैं और ये हल्का है, माइल्ड है या मेयर है, इस चीज में न जाते हुए हमें नॉर्म्स का पालन करना होगा. और मैं समझता हूँ कि इलेक्शन कमीशन उनको सख्ती से हिदायत भी देनी होगी, कार्रवाई करने की भी आवश्यकता है. ये पार्टी देख करके नहीं और एक दूसरे के ऊपर आरोप लगाने से काम नहीं चलेगा. जो नियम है, नियामक है, उसका पालन करना हम लोगों को जरूरी है. और जो भी वर्चुअल रैली में ज्यादा लोग आए उस पर भी निगरानी रखने की जरूरत है. और जिन लोगों ने उस लापरवाही को अंजाम दिया उनके खिलाफ कार्रवाई करने की भी आवश्यकता है. ये देख करके नहीं कि कौन दल है कौन दल नहीं है, आरोप प्रत्यारोप नहीं बल्कि सावधान रहने की इस वक्त में जरूरत है.
ओके, नो सी द पॉइंट दैट आई वांट टू आस्क यू मिस्टर आलोक वत्स इज दैट द इलेक्शन कमीशन सेड दैट देयर विल बी नो रैलीज टिल द 15th ऑफ जनवरी एंड आफ्टर दैट वी विल टेक अ डिसीजन. यू सी द मैनर इन विच एंड द रेट एट विच दीज केसेस आर इंक्रीजिंग, इट्स एस्ट्रोनॉमिकल, दे आर राइजिंग एक्सपोनेंशियली. So do you feel that it would be wise to not have any political processions for at least a month? In just 2 weeks, cases have risen from 1 lakh a week to 10 lakh. This is only on an upward trajectory.
Yes. Sanket, I do agree with your views. And I'm also of this opinion. that there should be a complete blanket ban on any sort of gathering. Not only political rallies, but even social gatherings should be totally banned. Because we have seen what it has done in its second COVID. I lost close to 300 people known to me very closely. And so everybody I talk to, they have lost people, maybe 2 or 3 or 10, whatever it is. And, you know, it's a fearful thing. And by doing such rallies or going into such gatherings, we are just trying to slaughter ourselves. There should be complete blanket ban from it. And let me tell you one thing. All political parties stand to be blamed for what has happened in the past and what is happening even now. You see, today I saw that clipping of Swami Prasad Maurya's joining the Samajwadi Party. It was a big gathering of people, you know, flaunting all norms of COVID. Hardly anybody had masks. I mean, I don't know what if the Election Commission has, you know, taken this in their knowledge and, you know, going to do some action on this. There was a complete...
Yes, absolutely. And we are seeing these pictures on the screen right now. Ghanshyam Tiwari is also with us. Mr. Tiwari, can you explain by what stretch of imagination is this a virtual rally? Let's put those pictures back on the screen.
This is a complete...
One moment. At the Samajwadi Party headquarters, when some new members were being inducted, the Samajwadi Party held a virtual rally. Ghanshyam Tiwari, what part of this rally is virtual, if I may ask? Look at the number of people, unmasked. How is this virtual?
Good evening, Sanket, to you, the viewers, and my fellow co-panelists, and a very happy Makar Sankranti to everyone, with the wish that we collectively make the country prosperous. As far as the virtual rally is concerned, it was said to be a virtual event. However, I must say that with so many tall leaders, cabinet ministers, who were leaving Bharatiya Janata Party and joining Samajwadi Party, everyone came with their followers. And as a result, this was a spontaneous gathering that occurred at the Samajwadi Party office. If you do not allow people to come into the office premises, then the same gathering would spill over on the street. So while this is not an excuse for
Mr. Tiwari, if I may, there are screens, there is a stage, and there are chairs, which means that you knew that so many people are going to come. All of them are seated. So this was obviously planned. It's a planned public gathering, which is banned by the Election Commission.
If you visit Samajwadi Party office, first of all, any virtual rally, there will be a screen. That is how it will be set up in any virtual rally. Even if people are dispersed, there will be a screen. So the background stage will be similar. I'm not defending it. I'm just saying that... But don't you think this is bad? When such pictures emerge, you have to see that as they are. However, what I'm trying to say is that it was a spontaneous gathering. And as a result, when so many people join and every one of them is showcasing the strength of their leadership, Mr. Tiwari,
you see, the virus is also going to showcase its strength. And that's exactly the sort of rally it looks forward to.
That is true, that virus. I mean, if I take a political point to it, in 2 days back, there were over 50 cases in BJP headquarters in Delhi of COVID. And at any party office, including the BJP headquarters in Delhi, you will see thousands of people who are gathering. So there is a political process underway that cannot be shrugged into the idea of a perfect world. All I'm saying is...
One moment. Mr. Tiwari, you're saying there is a political process which cannot be... What was the phrase? What was the expression?
There is a political process underway that cannot be shrugged with the idea of a perfect world.
In the idea of a perfect world. But I hope you realize that there is a law of the land also. The Election Commission has banned a gathering.
Absolutely.
If the Samajwadi Party wanted, it could have stopped people from attending.
This is
a proper rally.
As I said, that if there is spontaneous crowd, you could only let people into the premise rather than having people crowd out the streets. The leaders came with their supporters.
That's the problem. Saket Gokhale, I want to come to you now. You see, how on earth are we to expect people to take this variant and virus seriously if the politicians themselves don't take it seriously? And you know, to quote Mr. Ghanshyam Tiwari, that it cannot be seen, the idea of politics cannot be seen in the pursuit of a perfect world.
No,
it's a very escapist argument.
You're sort of twisting what Mr. Tiwari said. Mm-hmm. I don't think, because I also heard what he said, but mm-hmm. let me put forth my points here. Number one, okay, as far as our party is concerned, let me put that down. Our National General Secretary, Abhishek Banerjee, in Diamond Harbour and otherwise, he was the first one to announce that there will be no religious, political or social gatherings till the 20th of February. The Diamond Harbour model is something that is now being used literally across the country to show that with political will, how COVID cases can be brought down, how testing can be done. That is what we have done, not just Mr. Banerjee himself, but also the West Bengal government has been doing everything it can to curb. Now, as far as campaigning goes, our party is currently campaigning in Goa. I am currently in Goa. We're not holding any rallies. We're not holding any mega events. But let me also just question, and I have a very big question here. Actually, two questions rather. You know, we're grilling Mr. Tiwari for what happened. I've seen the Prime Minister on television the last few weeks also campaign. I would really like, I mean, I'm sure you have a research department. Can you please show me the last time the Prime Minister wore a mask? I don't remember a single vigil of the Prime Minister wearing a mask, number one. Number two, right now it is very convenient to target the Samajwadi Party for this one event today. But when the West Bengal elections are going on, the second wave started after that. The Prime Minister and Home Minister Amit Shah held rallies without wearing a mask. Mass rallies in West Bengal. I don't remember anybody asking the questions that
are
being
asked. And in the middle of the second wave, was Mamata Banerjee not holding rallies?
Sorry?
In West Bengal, in the middle of the second wave, was the TMC leader Mamata Banerjee not holding rallies? See, that's the point. This is not targeting of any one political party. Everyone is at fault.
Here, do we hold, you said law of the land, do we hold the Prime Minister to a higher standard or not?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So if there will be a flouting of a norm in his rally, which exactly happened in West Bengal, he was questioned.
You're saying that the Prime Minister of India cannot be held to a higher standard. So Prime Minister of India and an MLA from Karnataka or in UP are to be held to the same standard is what you're saying?
Yes.
Amazing. So then what standard are you holding the Prime Minister to?
No, they're the same standard. For instance, the law is equally applicable to all.
I did not see you question Mr. Watts about why the Prime Minister has not been seen wearing a mask in the last
Mr. Watts, please respond. Months. Mr. Watts, why is it that the Prime Minister roams around without a mask? One moment, let's get a reply.
Well.
The Prime Minister roam around without a mask?
What Saket Gokhale is saying is totally incorrect. He does wear a mask. Most of the time he is with a mask. Obviously, when you are addressing a gathering, you will not wear a mask at that time.
I'm seeing visuals on the screen. Mr. Watts. I'm seeing visuals on the screen of the Prime Minister in Punjab not wearing a mask.
He's addressing. You can't address somebody with a mask on. See,
like Mr. Vallabh said, when he's addressing, he's giving out antibodies.
Was Mamata Banerjee wearing a mask while addressing the gathering?
Mamata Banerjee is not campaigning in Punjab right now, in Uttar Pradesh right now.
She doesn't have any local standing in Punjab, so she's not
wearing a mask.
Let me tell you one thing. Most of the time, they are wearing masks. Only when they are doing some public work or making...
I mean, the virus only comes
at
certain
times. When they are giving speeches, they are not wearing masks.
Thali bajayenge to virus rahega. Pradhan Mantri jab mask pehnenge tab virus hota hai. Pradhan Mantri mask
nahi pehnte to... One by one. Mr. Gokhale, one moment.
You may target the Prime Minister and the Unity Yogi, but that is not done.
One by one. Mr. Jatta, one moment. One by one.
What has happened today?
Example set kar rahe Pradhan Mantri hamare desh ki. What are people going to see after the Prime Minister?
Please keep quiet.
Will common people wear a mask when the Prime Minister of the country doesn't wear a mask?
Please keep quiet when I'm speaking.
No, sorry, this is not Uttar Pradesh. You're not going to silence me here.
I also want to allow you to speak. This is not the way.
Okay, one moment. Decency, please, gentlemen. Let me move on. Once we have some decency restored. Professor Gaurav Vallabh, the point over here is it's extremely easy. I feel, one moment, I feel it's extremely easy right now to point fingers at the other. What I'm trying to say is that all political parties have faltered. Professor Gaurav Vallabh, in there, you've fumbled in your response in dealing with this variant and the virus and many of these leaders going on and saying that it is mild. Data suggests it's mild. Do you think it's a misnomer?
No, Sanket, I totally agree with you. It is not mild. It is deadly. I am telling you, it is as deadly as the earlier viruses. We can't take it serious. We can't take it in a light manner. I had two small points. Number one, whatever political party, wherever they are not following the norms prescribed and by the election commission or by the COVID appropriate behavior, that is not correct. That is not good for society as a whole. Number two, Sanket, point number two, which I had shared in my earlier comment also, that the norm should be equal. There should be no separate norm for BJP and not separate norm for other political parties. It should not happen that Prime Minister, without wearing mask, distributes the antibodies and the other party leaders, including any regional party or national party, if they are defying the COVID appropriate behavior, they are spreading the virus. This message should not go. And Sanket is very correct. I had not seen Prime Minister in last 1 month addressing any political rally in Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab, to wo jai nahi paaye, to ki wo aadmi nahi the. In these two states, I had not seen Prime Minister without a mask. And on your screen also, I am seeing Prime Minister addressing a large public.
Yeah, absolutely. Just for clarity, these are file pictures. It's not a shot of a recent rally that has been held in the last 1 or 2 days. These are file pictures, but it is a fact that the Prime Minister does not wear a mask while he's addressing a gathering. It is a fact. But it is also a fact that most leaders... One moment. It is also a fact that most leaders take off their mask when they are in a public gathering. For instance, Mr. Shyam Prakash Jatav, I have seen... One moment. I have seen Mr. Amit Shah, before this ban came in, holding a road show without a mask. So it is casual. The entire approach... And that's why I'm saying, you know, Saket Gokhale was saying that will there be different standards? There should be no different standard for anyone. So every politician should be held to the same standard. You can't flout COVID norms. Mr. Jatav, why can't BJP leaders lead by example? Mr. Jatav.
Listen, when the Prime Minister says, bang thalis, people do it. When they see the PM not wearing a mask, what message are the people of the country getting?
Okay, let's get a response. Mr. Jatav.
Dekhi, kya hai? मैं ये नहीं कह रहा कि मास्क नहीं इन लोगों ने पहनने में या कोई इनको मैं सेफ भी नहीं कर रहा. पब्लिक डोमेन में या पब्लिक मीटिंग में ऐसा होता है कि मास्क हटाना भी पड़ता है और दोबारा लगाना भी तुरंत नहीं हो पाता और बाय चांस उस वक्त में फोटो सेशन भी हो जाता है.
देयर आर एंटायर स्पीचेस मिस्टर जाटव. आधे आधे घंटे की 40-40 मिनट की स्पीच हो जाती है विदाउट अ मास्क. देयर आर रोड शोज ऑफ आवर्स विदाउट अ मास्क.
दे रहे होते हैं उस वक्त वो.
इट साउंड्स लाइक एन एक्सक्यूज मिस्टर जाटव. आई थिंक द नीड ऑफ द आवर इज एब्सोल्यूट ऑनेस्टी मिस्टर जाटव.
स्वाभाविक बात है, मगर साथ ही साथ हम लोगों को और सभी बड़े नेता जितने भी नेता है उन सबको इस वक्त में अपना स्वास्थ्य की चिंता करनी चाहिए, दूसरे को स्प्रेड होने से भी बचना चाहिए, इसका ख्याल रखना है.
मिस्टर जाटव, अगेन आई कम बैक टू द मेन पॉइंट. इट्स अ नाइस थियोरेटिकल एक्सरसाइज इन आस्किंग एवरीवन टू टेक केयर, वॉश हैंड्स, वेयर मास्क, एंड व्हेन यू आर नॉट गोइंग टू डू एनी ऑफ दीज थिंग्स योरसेल्फ, व्हाट सॉर्ट ऑफ एग्जाम्पल आर यू सेटिंग? घनश्याम तिवारी, लेट मी क्विकली कम बैक टू यू. डू यू थिंक, ओके लेट मी आस्क यू दिस क्वेश्चन, डू यू थिंक फ्राइडेज पब्लिक गैदरिंग could have been avoided?
Well, I think any public gathering needs to be avoided. That is something that is what needs to be done. The point I'm trying to make is you will also see in political situations spontaneous gatherings. You will not see a situation where Samajwadi Party is going outright and saying we will do a physical rally in violation of model code of conduct. That is not the message here. That is not the mission here. These visuals are clearly indefensible, and I can be upfront about that.
I
must suggest
That's exactly the point of this debate.
These are let's be honest. Visuals, and you will see that such events will happen in the political process. The election. My final point is the Election Commission also invokes the Disaster Management Act. Prime Minister is the chairman of Disaster Management Authority, and it is nobody's case that he has set any standards whatsoever with respect to what a Prime Minister should do or somebody who's head of Disaster Management Authority should do in response to COVID.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Well, our disaster management should not turn out to be a disaster in itself. Thank you very much. As we end this broadcast, all that one wants to say is, do not call this new variant mild. It is not. Good night and goodbye.